We'll do all that, right?
Let's leave that.
We're talking about your marriage right now. We're talking about your marriage. You're approaching your marriage from a standpoint of right and wrong and duty and all those kind of things in the 21st century will fail.
It will kill your marriage. Right?
Because somebody will always fall short of your standards.
Right.
Right? You will end up being judgmental, condemnation, all this kind of thing, guilt, shame, blame, all these things will be flying around. Right. Even when you're right, you will destroy the marriage that you could care about. Now, if you don't care about the marriage, different story. You could just leave, right? But clearly, you care.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, if you care, then make sure you want to process, you want to take the time, do the exercise, go through these questions.
Right.
Go through these questions and take the time, take some note. What if you may find that these are your insecurities, right?
What?
Now, is she really cheating? Is she moving a certain type of way instead of becoming inspector, CIA, and FBI? All right. So there is there's an article at lolaandola.com/blog that I want to ask you to go read. If you're already on the blog, the article is probably below this video. So, it's an article about the question, is my wife cheating? Okay. So this is a very commonly asked question. It's extremely popular, extremely popular search on the blog. So we've created an article around it to ask, to basically answer the question.
Okay.
But in order to answer the question, there are 10 questions that needs to be asked first, that we suggest that you should ask first. So I'm going to read the 10 questions, then I want to hear your thoughts.
All right.
So instead of asking, is my wife cheating, these are probably the questions you want to get answered first.
Okay. Let's do it.
First, number one, what if your wife is cheating? Number two, if she's cheating, what would be the next step? Number three, will that hurt and to what extent? Number four, would you leave the marriage? Number five, if you decide to stay, under what condition? Six, what condition is healthy for you to stay in a marriage with a cheater? Number seven, what about healing from the wound of that level of betrayal? Number eight, what about healing from not being in bondage or always wondering if she's still cheating? Right? Number nine, is total redemption from the effects of a cheating wife even possible? Number 10, how do I stop wondering if my wife is cheating? What are your thoughts? First of all, which one of these questions stood out the most to you that made you feel like...
Is total redemption from the effect of a cheating wife even possible?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. It's possible.
It's possible.
It is possible.
Why do you say that?
Because we've seen it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like whatever you put your mind to, it can be achieved. As long as you're willing to do the work.
Doing the work, right.
You know, start from this place. Your mental.
Mm-hmm.
Like number one said, what if your wife is cheating?
What if?
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
You're going to lose your shit?
Probably.
You're going to kill the other person and go to jail?
Probably.
You know, these are questions that you... What is
no, the lose your shit part.
Okay, if you lose your shit...
Not the going to jail part, but the lose your shit part.
Because lose your shit can come in different forms.
Right.
Okay,
right,
some people totally black out.
Some people, God forbid, they black everybody out. They deleted everybody involved. We don't want that, right?
We don't want
It's not worth it.
It's not worth it. Yeah. So, you know, it's okay to be angry. It's okay to cry.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to be disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
After all, you've just been betrayed by somebody you love.
It's a betrayal, right?
But what do you do next after that?
Yeah.
So, like you said, all those questions, they're very, very interesting questions. And these are questions that people need to really have with themselves before taking
If you're wondering,
yes,
is my wife cheating?
Yes. Yeah,
you should take the time to process
this. Take the time to process. A lot of people don't even take time to, you know, they just go and react.
Right. They end up in a rabbit hole. They keep looking for the telltale signs of her cheating or not. And the problem with that is that they will find signs that don't necessarily correlate with that she's
with cheating. Yes.
But not to shame people that feel this way.
Right.
There are some signs are there for a reason. It's because she's moving a certain type of way.
Right.
And she could be cheating.
Right.
And but that first question, what if your wife is cheating, will now be the next question. Because let's assume she's cheating. We want to know the answer to that before you overreact. Right? What would you do as a man? Right? How would you compose yourself? What kind of conduct? How would you move? If you find out that your wife is cheating, if you don't answer this question, then you can end up in a situation where you find the answer that you're looking for, and then you lose your shit in a very terrible way, where you lose yourself too. Not just lose yourself, forget that. Where you lose your life.
You lose your life.
Like,
yes.
Betrayal is terrible. Like, the way, the impact it has on people is terrible. And you just never know what people's threshold are.
Yeah, you don't
know. And how they're going to react
to that. Even you yourself, you don't know.
You don't know what you would do.
You don't know.
Right. You don't know what you do. So the point of this article is literally to slow you down.
Yes.
Because you're suspecting something. For whatever reason, it could be your own personal insecurities, it could be because she's moving a certain type of way.
Right.
Right? But you got to slow down. You got to slow down because I'm telling you, life is not worth trying to hold another human being hostage if that's what they want to do. Mm-hmm. Regardless of your vows and your commitment. This is not a judgment platform, okay? Mm-hmm. God will judge everyone according to, you know, it's God that will do all that, right?
Yes, that's
we're talking about your marriage right now. We're talking about your marriage. You're approaching your marriage from a standpoint of right and wrong and duty and all these kind of things in the 21st century will fail.
It will kill your
marriage.
Right?
Because somebody will always fall short of your standards.
Right.
Right? You will end up being judgmental, condemnation, all this kind of thing, guilt, shame, blame. All these things will be flying around.
Right.
Even when you're right, you will destroy the marriage that you could care about. Now, if you don't care about the marriage, different story. You could just leave, right? But clearly, you care.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, if you care, then make sure you want to process. You want to take the time. Do the exercise. Go through these questions.
Right.
Go through these questions and take the time. Take some note. What if? You may find that these are your insecurities, right?
What?
Now, is she really cheating? Is she moving a certain type of way? Instead of becoming Inspector CIA and FBI in your own home.
Gadget.
Where is that word from? Is that a show?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
When I was younger, there's a show.
So instead of being an Inspector Gadget in your own home, which is not healthy, you're not enjoying yourself in the marriage anymore by being in that space, right? Why don't you engage conversation and ask for therapy if you have to?
Yes.
My personal preference is that you should go to therapy yourself first, individual, so that you can process what you're thinking, so you can have a professional talk to you, the signs that you're seeing, so you can process and see if that even means anything.
Right.
Maybe it's just a disconnect from your wife, right?
That's true.
Or worst case scenario, somebody is blowing our brains out right now in the bedroom as we're talking.
Very possible too.
The way I just said that right now, your mind just went, right? That's not fun to be in that space.
Anxiety is like this.
I said blowing our brain, blowing our back out. I wanted to say, right?
Your back and brain, everything together is being
Maybe that's happening right now as you're watching this video. Maybe that even made you shut down the video. You want to go see, right? It's a terrible place to be. You're missing out on life.
Yeah.
You're missing out on life when you be in that space. So it's not like you have a reason why you feel that way. But that reason could be self-inflicted. It could be insecurity. It could be because she's actually doing something.
Right.
Right? But I want you to process these questions first. And then after that, you know, maybe it's worth going to therapy and finding out maybe there's something, there's some kind of redemption that could happen for your marriage. Personally, it's not as much of a big deal as you're taking it, But it's a bigger deal than you're probably taking it when it comes to self, right? You can self-destruct by being in that space, right? Mm-hmm. In that space, but if it's hard, that's doing something wrong, trust me, it's not a big deal, okay? Worst case scenario, she can go to the streets.
Like, what do you mean it's not a big deal?
Well, because life is beautiful, right?
Life is really
beautiful. You know, you may not feel that way right now because mm-hmm. of the betrayal, but, mm-hmm. you know, people move on, you know? If something happens to you, you know, everyone else will move on, including your wife.
And yes, there can be light after the tunnel, okay?
Yeah, yeah. Here's an example. A reader reached out to us. He thinks his wife is cheating. According to him, she was never a social person, but recently she has been hanging out late on random nights after work with coworkers. Before his suspicions, she would call or text if she was going to be late for any reason, but it's getting really bad these days. One day, after texting and calling her, looking for her, and even reaching out to her family with no response, he was forced to trace her to the bar around her workplace. Eventually, she ran into her car and just waited long enough for her. She eventually came out of a male worker's co-worker's car. When they talked about it, she claimed that she was too drunk to come home right away, so she decided to just hang out and talk with the male co-worker in his car. Now, is there enough information to confirm what he has been suspecting?
No. Well, I look at it in two ways. So she could be cheating, yeah. And she could possibly not be cheating. Okay.
Right.
I feel
so. Let me ask you like this:
right,
if she continues to move that way, will she eventually cheat?
She could.
What? She will cheat.
She could, or you know. Again,
here's what I think she would
cheat. Look. Mm-hmm. Why would you continue to move that way mm-hmm. if you really care about your spouse? My concern and said, babe.
Right.
We will communicate. It doesn't make me feel comfortable.
Right.
And you still feel like you could be doing that. You don't mm-hmm. care.
Right.
Then you're not my person. You don't care for me. Right. We're not on the same page.
Right. So the reason why I think she would cheat.
Yeah.
She getting drunk.
Oh, okay.
Around a male co-worker that she's comfortable
with. He could
with.
Take advantage of her.
No, even if he doesn't. When you're drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Anything goes. If you are that comfortable with
you're
that
vulnerable.
Person, you're vulnerable,
yeah,
right?
It's true.
You're in the weakest we can think of,
yeah.
Right? If you are comfortable to sit down with them and have conversation with them,
maybe,
there is a chance that you are also attracted to them.
Yeah, maybe
chance,
what I want to say, there could be a chance.
Okay, all right.
But maybe what I'm trying to say is that she might not have the intention.
Oh, yeah,
to cheat, but she
of
can
course.
Fall
of
on
course.
Top of the dick.
She can fall
you know,
pregnant.
Happens all the time.
And she can fall on a dick.
Yes, she can.
Right? So,
for real.
So yes, it's a dangerous place to be for
yes,
her.
Yes, it is.
Right?
It is.
Now, does that confirm? No, it doesn't confirm that she's doing anything yet.
Yeah.
Will she eventually? But the point, what I will focus on with that kind of situation is, why is my wife in this space where she's so comfortable doing
mm-hmm.
it? Why doesn't she feel safer at home?
Yes. Why is she not coming home to me? So there's a disconnect.
Yes. That's what I would worry about.
Yeah.
I would not worry about if she's cheating or not. She's already cheating because she probably just doesn't want you to see her in that space
mm.
that you just saw her. So that kind of defined that as cheating already.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that she's doing things or having conversation that she wouldn't want you to
right.
see her in,
right.
that... By that definition, that's already cheating.
Right.
But let's say that's not your definition. Your definition is that somebody is blowing her back out already.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that's your definition. So it's not there yet, right? She may eventually cheat. But it starts somewhere. It starts with your argument at home, right? So the question you should be asking is that why is it that my wife doesn't feel safer with me anymore? That's where I will approach things from. Then you'll be a little bit more productive. It involves patience, of course. You may say, why am I the only one patient all the time? Well, the question is, do you care about your marriage or not? That's really what it comes down
and
to.
And are you really patient? Because people put limit on patience.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So I would say self-improvement is definitely going to be a good way to start off. Like you said, you
right.
should go to therapy and start
yeah,
working
yeah,
on
start with
yourself.
Self. Yeah, these are concerns. It's a real concern. It makes it valid. So you should go address that your personal concern first
right.
and then a professional may help you will help you unpack that and see if there's a real thing there or not, right? Before you start to worry about if she's doing the right thing or wrong thing, I think you want to make that irrelevant. She's wrong. I agree with you. But we're talking about your marriage right now. Your marriage is going to go wrong.
Yeah.
If you don't approach with the right questions. So those are some 10 questions. And that additional one right there. Anything else you want to add, babe?
No. Is that pretty much said a lot?
Yeah.